Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
I liked it when the PGA was late, even though I know the tour didn't like it, because it spread the majors out over the entire summertime.
Yeah.
But here we go with the U.S. Open at Oakmont in Pennsylvania coming up. And that's a big deal. It's a real big deal. It's a great tournament. Father's Day weekend, it's the way to do it. And a guy who's going to enlighten us on so many things joins us right now on the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. He is Hughes Norton. He's been with us before. He's been in studio with us. Former golf agent, Tiger Woods agent, his book, Rainmaker, Super Agent Hughes Norton and the Money Grab Explosion of Golf from Tiger to Live and Beyond. Hughes, welcome back. Great to have you with
us.
Hey,
Hughes.
Hey, great. Jeff and Andy, how are you guys?
We're doing well. Thank you very much. U.S. Open is, to me, I love the Masters, but that U.S. Open has an appeal to it that I don't think you can beat in golf, Hughes. And on a classic course like Oakmont, this could be a great event.
Absolutely. It's historically been, of all U.S. Open venues, probably the hardest, the most difficult. The last two Opens that have been there, 2007, Angel Cabrera won with a score of 5 over par. Now, that will blow people away who are used to turning on the TV every weekend and on the PGA Tour and seeing the winning score, 15, 20 under par. But that's the U.S. Open. Then in 2016, they got back under par. Dustin Johnson shot 4 under, which supposedly has the U.S. Golf Association people a little upset. And they'd like to see it back over par. So get ready for that this weekend.
Hughes, I think the thing that I love the most, and I was reading Golf Digest on this too, is that there was over 10,000 players that tried to attempt a spot at Oakmont. Like, I think that's amazing. And then you've got Justin Hicks, who's 50 years old, trying to, to win this thing. And then you got a kid named Mason Howell, who's 18, who's trying to win this thing too. I love the dream of the U.S. Open compared to any other event. I'm just, your thoughts, especially for somebody who's been so close to the game.
Yeah, me too. It's the U.S. Open. It's open for a reason. Any of us, the three of us included, can go try to qualify. You have to go through 2 rounds of qualifying. It's tough. And every year there's a couple of Cinderella stories. How about this guy? Matt Vogt, V-O-G-T. He's this year's Danny Noonan, if you will, nice, in the U.S. Open. He's a dentist from Indianapolis. Even better, he used to caddy at Oakmont for years. He flew out to Washington to try to qualify because he looked up all the qualifying sites and said, that course looks wide open. Maybe I got a chance. Guess what? He made it. And a friend from Pittsburgh from years ago when he was a caddy will be on his bag this weekend. I mean, you got to love that.
That's a great story. We'll be paying attention to him. Masters has happened. PGA has happened. Only two guys finished in the top 10 in each event. Scottie Scheffler, 4th in the Masters. He won the PGA. And Mr. Live Tour, Bryson DeChambeau, competitive in both. Are one of those, either one, they are your leader to win this thing? Or is it Rory coming off his Masters win? What do you think?
Well, normally I'd say Rory coming off the Masters win, but he's kind of had a Grand Slam letdown. You know, the Masters was that last piece, the fourth major that he'd never won. And understandably, he just is finding it a little hard to find motivation these days, apparently. He's had some trouble with his driver. He missed the cut at the Canadian Open last week, shot 78 in the second round. And you say, what? That's Rory McIlroy. But I wouldn't be surprised if he's raring to go at the Open. You know, and as you say, DeChambeau and Scheffler all at the top of the heap. Scheffler is so good, guys, these days. I don't think you can count him out anywhere. He's won three of his last four tournaments. He's been number one in the world for 138 straight weeks. I mean, the guy just doesn't make any mistakes. And at the U.S. Open, you know, that's kind of what happens. Bobby Jones had a great line about the U.S. Open. He said, nobody ever wins the U.S. Open. Somebody else just loses it. And that's kind of how Scheffler's been winning tournaments. I mean, he knocks it on every green. He hits every fairway. He's starting to putt great. I wouldn't be surprised if he's right there Sunday.
It's fun to watch Scheffler play because if you've ever taken a golf lesson and you look at his feet, you think, wait a minute, that's everything that you're taught not to do. Because his exactly. feet are shuffling. They're moving all over the place. The guys on tour make fun of him for it. Yet it works for him, and it screams like Jim Furyk's swing. Hey, if it works, yeah. don't mess with it. But
yeah, exactly.
wouldn't you think some coach would have gotten that out of him?
I was just going to say, kudos to his coach. From the time he was a little boy, he did that. And his coach down in Texas just left it alone. He saw the ball flight. He saw the results. He said, I don't care what's producing it or what his feet are doing. I'm going to let him stick with that. I'm not going to try to change him. And to this day, he has the same coach all these years later. And he's just a ball-striking machine, guys. I mean, he honestly, and I spent years with Tiger Woods, okay? He's becoming Tiger-esque. Is he there yet? No, because maybe nobody will ever get that great. But he really is week in, week out, all the majors, right there, every single time.
It's weird because I think about this as being a close, you know, professional event with current golfers. Is it just, you know, I'm still bitter about Firestone, but I'm not bitter about the seniors that come in. I think that's awesome. They still play there, but and it's closer. Oakmont's closer to Cleveland than Muirfield is. It's only, I mean, from the east side, you're like an hour and 45 minutes away. So it's not a big deal. What, from a fan perspective, what makes these special? Like the crowds, the galleries, how are they different at a U.S. Open than they are from a regular PGA event?
Not a lot different. There's more of them. You know, there's a huge turnout because it's one of the four, you know, crown jewels of the golfing season every year, the four majors. This particular golf course, I mean, you guys probably know about it. And for anybody that doesn't, it's known as the most brutal test of all U.S. Open golf courses. Check this out. Five holes over there require at least a 250-yard carry from the tee. Otherwise, you miss the fairway and you're in the junk. There's seven par fours over 450 yards, two par fives over 600 yards, 200 bunkers, and the most famous aspect of Oakmont, perhaps, are the greens, which are beyond imagination difficult and speedy. If the three of us go over there and play, I tell you, none of us shoot 120. It's that hard. And on top of everything else, oh, yeah, they're ditches. So the fairways, many of them slope severely toward these ditches on either side of the fairway. And they're like magnets for your golf ball. Crazy.
I'm always concerned when I drive on the turnpike and you drive under the bridge where Oakmont, I'm always like, I'm always got my eyes open for golf balls coming flying out to the turnpike. I'm going to be honest. I do it all the time. I'm like, oh, I'm at Oakmont. I better look out.
That's funny.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
That's right.
Hughes Norton joining us. He's a former golf agent. His book, Rainmaker, Super Agent Hughes Norton and the Money Grab Explosion of Golf from Tiger to Live and Beyond. That's what I'm curious about now, the Live and Beyond. At the end of this year, Dustin Johnson's contract with Live comes to an end. And when these guys went to Live, I don't think a lot of folks realize, Hughes, they signed contracts that have expirations on them. And then after next season, Brooks Koepka, Bryson DeChambeau, their contracts expire. What's going to happen with these big-time players? Dustin Johnson's talked about not playing anymore and just retiring. Okay, good luck with that. But what's going to happen when these guys have their deals come up?
You're all over it, as usual. Very impressive, Jeff. You know, most of them have sort of indicated they've had enough of this second tour, and they want to come back to where the action is, to the PGA Tour. And that includes DeChambeau and Koepka. And as you say, Dustin Johnson probably is going to retire. He hasn't had much motivation to play lately. And, of course, John Rahm signed more recently than DeChambeau or Koepka, so his contract goes on for a few more years, and he can't get out of it. But these guys miss the competition with the other guys. They're all friends. Then they went away for years. They're going to want to come back. And the issue now is how the PGA Tour will let them come back. Will there be sanctions? Will they have to sit out a year? Will they be forced to pay some of the huge amounts of millions that they were rewarded with for going off to the Saudi Arabian Tour? It all remains to be seen. But the players on the PGA Tour were very hostile at the beginning. And I get the sense now that that's softened a bit. And they're ready to welcome these guys back because, let's face it, the tour needs as many stars as it can have. I mean, that's what makes a sport great. And the players are smart enough to know they need these the guys that move the needle. You know, DeChambeau is one of the most popular golfers in the world. And guess what? We only get to see him four times a year now at the majors.
I wonder, they made their money. So, you know, it's not a money thing. I wonder if would they even have to go to Q school, maybe, Hughes, and qualify for the tour again, something like that?
They've talked about that as punishment, you know, not that the guys would have any problem qualifying at that caliber, but all kinds of things are at play. The PGA Tour is in a position of strength, and it really wasn't when this whole thing started. You know, the latest on the settlement, if there's ever going to be one, the Saudis offered $1.5 billion to the tour, in return for which LIV would continue to exist as a tour rather than go away. And second, that the Saudi guy, Yasir Al-Ramayan, would be on the board of PGA Tour Enterprises. And perhaps reflecting the position of strength the PGA Tour now thinks they're in, the tour told them to pound sand. So on we go. The LIV Tour is signing sponsors and is hiring all these new officials and continuing on. And the PGA Tour is saying, you know, good riddance. We're just going to go our way, too. So I don't see a settlement.
Mm-hmm. Who do you like this weekend?
Got to like Scheffler. Mm-hmm. DeChambeau rises to the occasion. I mean, he's really fun to watch on top of everything else, as you guys know. He's going to be right there. Justin Rose is kind of a dark horse. You know, he won the Open in Pennsylvania, Philadelphia's Marion, 10, 11 years ago. He's playing very well. I kind of like him. Another Brit, Tommy Fleetwood. He's never won a PGA Tour event, but he drives the ball unbelievably accurately. And if you don't drive it in the fairway at Oakmont, the rough, guys, is 5 inches long. And and wet. How about this? Oakmont has received 5 inches of rain in the last 8 weeks and 2 inches since last Thursday. So it's muddy. It's soft. Theoretically, that should make the ball stay in the fairway instead of rolling into the rough. But you hit it in the rough. I mean, it is history. And the rough around the greens, yesterday, all the guys were spending their time, the tour pros, hacking out of shots, you know, 1 foot off the green, taking full swings, trying to get the ball out of the junk.
Wow. That's a mess. Hughes, we so enjoy having you with us. Thank you. We look forward to the U.S. Open, and we're much more informed about it right now.
Thank you.
Hey, always fun talking to you guys. Thanks.
Hit him straight.
You too.
There's Hughes Norton.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Only at True North stores. New True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.